Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Did you shave before you did this?
Bitch, I did.
Did you shower though?
No.
You didn't shower? I didn't shower either.
Welcome to Very, 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 that. Delta and Raja.
Brasha.
Bitch. What is the tea? What is going on? What is going on?
Girl, you know what? Everything is a tea. Actually, it's funny that you say, what's the tea? Because I was just looking at my phone before we were doing this, and I swiped over to news, and it gave me, like, this is what Vanity Fair is saying, and this is da-da-da. And there was a BuzzFeed article, and it had something to do with, like, people in different industries telling interesting stories about, like, ordering at the restaurant they work at or how to get a discount here or there. And the headline said, industry insiders give insight, and it's real tea.
Yeah, our language has
become
so mainstream.
It's everywhere. Like, and of course, I mean, you know, it all comes from somewhere. Everybody's stuff comes from somewhere. But it's just interesting when you hear something that has always been in one area and then other people just sort of, like, you know, I guess appropriate or gentrify it.
Well, here we are. It's episode three. Can you believe we're doing the third episode of Very That? I'm so happy to be here. This has been a really, really, it's been fun just to get the feedback from everybody.
Yeah, it has been fun. And I think a lot of people are interested in, you know, just fun storytelling and insight from old queens.
well, someone I actually read in a comment, which I read very, like, as not often as possible, but I did read a comment and someone was like, oh my God, this is the of over 30 people.
I read that. I think you sent that to me. I think you sent that to me. Yeah.
I feel like that's our entire 20s.
Just because we didn't have a show called that doesn't mean that we weren't saying that. Everyone knows I'm a petty officer reporting for duty, so I can get petty, but I mean, I'll save it for when it really matters.
Oh man, I would love a pedicure right now. Still haven't had a pedicure since the last conversation we had.
My feet look so good. I've been fixing meals with my feet. I have been entertaining gentlemen callers with my feet. People worship my feet because they're just so soft. They look so good right now.
Really?
They look so good. Yeah.
Do you put like a gel color over them and stick them in a gel drying machine
they put a clear green, so I don't know if it's I think it's supposed to be like some sort of protector, but maybe because it's green it's like some sort of antifungal and they're just not telling me. And then they put like a regular clear over it, so my nails just look clear but shiny clear.
Honey, when they paint green on my toenails, I think they're just trying to, like, go with what the actual color of the toenail is. I think they're just like...
That's kind of what I think they did with mine. But I'm just, I'm delusional, so...
I'm not sure if it's a clear polish or if it's actually just green.
Right. It's an antibacterial something.
Well, here we are in, wait, what did you call it? PSL? Pumpkin spice?
It is, yeah, it's pumpkin spice latte season. PSL. It's a thing. It's a movement. And I talked about is this it? Before. It is a movement. And listen, I thought I was done with it, right? I thought I was done with it, like, with my rant about the idea that, like, there's not a sugar-free option until I drove through Starbucks and they had one of those cardboard things that they put out, which would be like the specials of the day or the manager's kind of like this location's drink. And they had a sign up that said fall for all. And it had all of the drinks and options like this pumpkin scone and this way and that way. And I'm like, no, that's not for all, because if it was really for all, where is the option for the person who tries not to consume sugar? It's still not there, girl. It's still they need to change that campaign. It cannot be fall for all. You're not including all, girl. The fuck? That's not all.
But I think Dipper actually read you. I saw the comments and he was just like, no, girl, like, you're not from Chicago. You're not from a fall area. So you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Fall is awful.
Well, I mean, he's right. Awful. He's right. Listen, all leaves are brown.
Oh, that wasn't her text. That wasn't her text.
Yeah, all the leaves are brown and it's fine. Like I'm the one that's like, I'm not even going for a walk on a winter's day. Like I'm going for a sit on a winter's day and I want something to fucking drink and I want it to be warm and I want it to be pumpkin-y and spicy and latte-ish or esque. And I don't want it to be full of fucking shit. Like, listen, I ask a lot out of this husk. And the minimum I can do for it if I'm going to be a sedentary bitch is to try to limit the amount of sugar or extra sugars. Can't fall be for me, too? Like, fall for all. Whatever. Hey, Skinny Syrups, if you're listening, Skinny Syrups is offering a pumpkin sugar-free syrup. So, you know, but I can't take that to the drive-thru at Starbucks and be like, hey, could you put this in there? Like, come on. I'm not going to keep it in the
car. I've had enough. You're like being very Fall Lives Matter right now.
I'm for reals. For real. I'm for reals. I'm so for real. I'm for reals. For reals a bulk. For reals about it.
You got to get your infinity scarf and your Ugg boots. It. Coincidentally, there is a Ugg boot pleaser stripper heel. Have you seen them? Didn't you send that to me?
No, I need it now.
I think
now.
You sent that to me.
I did not.
Somebody sent me a photo of a Ugg boot, but that was in the shape of like a pleaser high heel. It had a clear lucite sole and like, yeah, you could actually do your pole dancing, which you do often.
Yeah, I do pole dancing actually.
But they make that now. They actually fucking make that.
You know I need that. Like, I for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I'm excited about Halloween so much.
Well, I mean, Halloween has already
I don't even care if it's in quarantine. Like, I'm going to do Halloween anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. But, you know, as a consumer, as Karen the consumer, I'm being let down again. Bath and Body Works in my 562714 area. No more Halloween stuff. It's gone. They brought it out. People bought it and they were like, okay, you guys are good. That's it. The only people that never let me down are the 99-cent store. They always have like enough Halloween stuff. But I'm excited about Halloween. I love it. You know I do. I'm ready to do my Halloween numbers. I'm ready to do... Maybe I'll do like a digital Halloween show because, you know, we love Halloween. Halloween is everything.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? Honestly, Halloween shopping, like to get those things, must be tactile. You must be there, be present, and be like, do I want this axe that screams as I like, you know... Or do I want the, you know, whatever. Like, it must be an experience. Like, I love going to Muscatel's.
Yes.
And, like, feeling all the plastic skulls. And if you push a button, it screams or a bat wings flap. Like, I need that. I need that all the time.
Yeah, so. I like this, those little like pop-up stores, like spirit stores or whatever. And the thing of it is that I remember earlier this year, they were like, oh, there's not going to be any more this year because of the pandemic. And then I saw one pop up in an old Toys R Us near my apartment. And I was like, you guys lied, or maybe you changed your mind. Either way, I have to go in because I want all of, even if I'm not buying a costume, I'm in there and I'm like, I need these props. I need these. I know what you mean, girl. Yeah. I have to have it.
Remember when I used to do Funny Valentine, and I would do it during Halloween? It was
with the crickets. Shock,
yep, it was off of the Shaka Khan. It was Shaka Khan singing it, but off of the Waiting to Exhale album. And I used to do it with a severed head, and I remember going and getting my first severed rubber head at the Halloween store.
Ooh, I'm severe.
All that cornstarch blood.
All of it.
Yeah.
And like licking it. That led to so many other people being inspired by you.
Inspired. Why the fuck not? Yeah.
Well, inspired is sometimes a term that people use just to cover up replicating. Stealing. Replicating. Or whatever you called it. Sure.
I mean, none of my ideas are original anyway. I've mopped so many queens, including you. Have I?
Have you?
Yes, probably.
Have you? Like you said, not everything is going to be original. A lot of it we've seen or done or I'm not saying us. I'm just saying in general. And somebody's, people's reference points are I think, based on their experiences. So as we've said before, some people's their experience or their reach is Drag Race or is Dragula or is the local bar or whatever. And what happens is that once they do something, people will go, oh, blue wigs. Oh, that's very this person.
Say it, sis.
You know what I mean? Or like, what was it? I had a pink wig on that's like 5 million years old. And people would be like, oh, you're trying to be pheromone. And I wish I was pheromone. I wish I was as stunning as that. But the reality is, it's like, sometimes you're just putting a pink wig on. And also to say, oh, that's so pheromone. She wears many looks and has definitely inspired many people as well. But not everybody is copying everybody when it's something very general.
Yes.
I think because of the... the importance of different TV shows or whatever, people think, well, that's my only reference point, so you must be copying that.
Yes. Agreed. I think, there's a limitation in the reference points that they have to make. And recently I posted a picture of myself at maybe about 18 years old when I was living in Placentia or Fullerton, California, while I was in college.
Right.
And, early days when I was just, I had just left my parents' house and I was going to the club and I was showing off an outfit that I might wear to the club. And someone took a photo of me and I recently posted it. So the photo itself is probably from 1993 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what I said. 1993, 94. Maybe, I don't know. There was no way to tell. There was no way to record when and where, but I just remember the time and the age that I was. But somebody was like, giving us Valentina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at you, Valentina realness. I was like, hold the fuck up. Valentina, like Valentina's father had not even jerked up far enough to get the semen to produce Valentina. This is years and years before. Like literally her dad was jacking off into a towel before Valentina even happened. That is how long ago. But people think that it is necessary to be like, giving me some. Valentina wasn't even sperm.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
Right. Yeah. God.
Is that being shady? That's not being shady.
No. It's certainly not shade to her because she wasn't even involved in this.
She knows.
She knows because she gets it too. She gets it too. And you know, I think what happens is there's this perpetuation constantly because each, especially for those people that have been on Drag Race or even Dragula as well, or like the Camp Wanakiki, you know, there's lots of those. All of us are from some sort of competition or people will then say, these are the Latin queens of Drag Race. These are the fashion queens. Mm-hmm. You are one of the big girls. You are one of the dancers. And you can only be that. So if you come on the show or if you go to the local bar and you're like, you know, a new queen and you're like, hey, I'm just trying to get my name out there. I want to be in a bar competition or whatever. People go, well, what's your aesthetic? What's your aesthetic? They start throwing that word around and it's like,
what do you
I don't know. My aesthetic.
You're a dancer. Who do you give? Kennedy Davenport.
Yeah. Or, who do you give?
Oh, you're a beauty queen. You give this bitch.
Because you have to be in a vein. You have to be in something or else
fetish.
They can't digest
you must be
it.
Violet Chachki. You know, like it's really unfair and
it is.
I don't know. I just think, you know, it's really quite easy and honestly lazy to just kind of compare or just you know, name off a queen that you have similarities to.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Cacaracao.
The fuck?
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck.
I need a break. Let's take a break.
I
need a break.
The drama of it all.
I need a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack and they have that song about time and it makes me like cognizant that like life is finite and you should like try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Delta.
What?
Has anyone ever said that you're giving me so much Sasha Velour right now?
I'm actually what I'm doing is I'm giving you the house down vibes of the mama of the maximum slayage of the fall of the House of Usher. I'm giving you I'm not even doing something for myself. I'm giving you. Do you know what I mean? When I get ready, I don't get ready for myself. I'm getting ready for what I give you. Who are you giving me? What are you giving? What are you serving? I need to know what you're serving me. I need to know. Like, what? That's so weird, right? Like, when people are like, "What is this?" I'm like, "Girl, I'm not here to be surveyed. I'm giving you a black dress.
I'm not here to be surveyed because I'm already serving.
I'm also not a server. Like, I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a server. Like,
truth. Okay, what were you talking about?
Who the fuck? So we have people that have written in messages, like some are questions, some are just like
We did ask observations. For it. We asked for it. We're like everyone.
Well, we need it. Mm-hmm. We need it because we want to hear what other people are thinking and what they're talking about. And
absolutely.
Yeah, all of it. So we had a few messages, actually quite a few messages. You've seen them and so have I. Yeah. Well, you saw some of them, or at least you pretended you did.
You see something?
You find something. Which, by the way, I mean, I think we have to reiterate to people that you don't see something, you see something. S-O-N-T-H-E-E-N. Something. So here we go. I'm going to read to you the first question. It's one of the first ones that came to us, and you know, it wasn't really just like filtering out the good ones and the bad. Let's just look at all of them, right?
Okay.
So here's the first one. Iana wants to know, what's the most rewarding food you've ever eaten after a show?
Ooh.
What's the weirdest?
Oh.
Hold
okay.
on.
Okay.
What's
okay.
the weirdest food you've ever tried?
Mm-hmm.
What's food you had to spit out? What's your guilty pleasure food? Sending love and good vibes. By the way, this Iana is a food science student. Please don't judge the questions. A food scientist.
Bitch, me too. I am
You know
food...
what? I am too.
I mean, come on. Aren't we all a food scientist?
Well, some more than others.
Apparently. Well, I'd like to see her credentials, but let's go down this like line of questioning.
Okay.
One at a time, and we should go with...
I want to hear from you. What's your most rewarding food you've ever eaten after a show?
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, I can't remember everything I've eaten, clearly.
Like, there's a few moments. When I lived in West Hollywood, it was all about Los Tacos. Remember Los Tacos?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It was the most non-Mexican restaurant that ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
Their guacamole was made out of chemicals. But it was the most delicious... At 2:00, 2:30 in the morning, living in WeHo, and I lived in an apartment that, you know, I didn't have a kitchen, so I didn't have utensils, and often I would eat it with my fists.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you have done that. I've seen that.
Yeah, recently, probably. But Los Tacos was my favorite. But these days, ain't no club. And late at night, I like my, like, good snacks. I like pistachios.
Oh.
No, fuck that. I need a Los Tacos burrito right now.
Like, yeah.
That's my favorite shit. After Mexican food, somehow, especially if you're a drinker like I am, something needs to coat the alcohol that is, you know, deteriorated at your stomach. And you need something to calm it down. And there's nothing better than just gross ass, like lard beans and, oh, Los Tacos, come on.
Lard beans is actually my first choice for a drag name. And I decided not to go with it. And I wish I would have, because if I would have had the name Lard Beans, I really think I would have set myself up to win Drag Race.
You know what? I think we'd be closer friends if your name was Lard Beans.
I think so.
I think the reason why we're so distant and haven't really like delved into each other's depths of our lives is because your name isn't Lard Beans.
Right. My name is White Privilege Passing.
Same. Oh my God. This is a whole other topic of conversation.
Right.
But for sure. But
well, you know, I mean I would ask you the next parts of it, but since we're on favorite foods you've ever eaten after a show, I have to say that for sure, Mexican food is a go-to after any show, especially in Southern California, because you can have levels of it. You can go to like a legit taco shop. Mm-hmm, so everywhere, if you're working in San Diego or Palm Springs or Long Beach or WeHo, you can go to a legit taco shop, or you can go like next level, even maybe like a little cheaper, but you can have Del Taco. That's always 24 hours.
Yeah,
that's a good option.
These are things that are specific to Southern California, but like, let's say we're in Texas, you know, there's places there too. Like, I don't always want a Whataburger. Like, I want late night fucking Tex-Mex tacos in, you know, Austin.
Well, I would love to have Whataburger all the time, but
I want it now.
I do.
Actually, I want a Whataburger more than I want an In-N-Out burger.
I think so. Yeah, I agree with that. I used to like the green chili burger at Whataburger. But see what I mean? Do you remember for a minute when we were like trying to be like very responsible and like, oh, I'm just going to do a little grocery shopping after the show. And we would go to that place called Famima.
Famima.
Do you remember?
No. I've been following the history of Famima in Southern California, including its first like entrance through West Hollywood, which now the building that was Famima is now a place where they babysit dogs during the day and often bathe them. Famima was a quick Famimanon.
Yeah, we would leave the show and we were like, oh, I'm going to get like, you know, some prepared meals and I'm going to take them home and I'm going to have a small this. And like, we would totally thought like, you know, with the basket, like walking, like, oh yeah, no, I don't eat. I'm going to stop for fried food. I'm going to have like a light fare or whatever.
Instead, I'll have like the turkey and cranberry sandwich with stuffing. But you know, I'm just going to eat half of it and eat the rest tomorrow in the morning. But also, I might want a little sushi or like some, I might want a yogurt that's really a cultured yogurt for, you know, what's that called? Never mind. I don't know.
But it was also like kind of a bit like, you know, looking down on your nose, like, oh, those people are going to Denny's. I'm not going to do that. No, I need healthy fare. Thank you so.
Yeah.
And then that lasted like a couple of months. And then we were, of course, like at donut time eating ham and cheese croissants.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
That sounds so fucking right.
Where can you actually get a late night donut shop ham and cheese croissant?
I mean, all over the place. Here in the suburbs, like, you know, you live at like a more, you know, downtown-ish area. But, you know, I'm in the suburbs. So there's tons of donut shops that are open, if not till 3, 24 hours a day because of all the, like, you know, people going to work and stuff. So you can get that everywhere here where I live.
You're actually right, because, you know what? There's a lot of, like, places that I haven't gone to just because I've been quarantined, so I haven't, like, gone anywhere. Do I sound drunk right now?
Well, you always sound drunk, but I don't think you sound incoherent yet.
Okay. So I'll take another sip. Cheers.
That's fine. Yeah, you just, you know, it's a... You're the barefoot wina.
What about this hair, sis?
You know what? I like it. And I like the bangs. I like the bangs a lot.
You like baby hairs? Yeah, there's...
Oh, I thought it was bangs. It's fine. It's pretty. It's pretty. But listen, we're still talking about her question here. What's the weirdest food you've tried? That's what she's asking.
I don't know, because I'm Southeast Asian, so like I don't know what weird is to everyone else. I know what is normal to me, and I'm sure that things that I've eaten over my lifetime seem weird to other people. Like, for instance, when I'm in London, my favorite breakfast food is their blood sausage. Do you know about this?
I've heard of it, but I don't know that I've had it.
It's sausage, and it includes, I guess, pork blood in it. Like, I like those things. And I was, you know, I'm from Indonesia. We eat weird stuff. We eat gizzards and lizards and you know, I'm just not afraid of food. So I don't know. I don't know what people think is weird food to eat, because my food is always weird.
Well, you know, I'm such a creature of habit that I really have not tried, like, what people would call weird things. And even to go next level on it, I've as many times as I've been to like the LA County Fair or the Orange County Fair, mm-hmm. I've never really even tried many of the, like, you know, when there's that phenomenon of like deep fried this, deep fried that. I think maybe I've tried a deep fried Oreo one time. But other than that, as intrigued as I am by that stuff, I've just never tried it. Not because I'm afraid of it, but I guess I'm a creature of habit. And if like I'm going to spend the money, I'm going to eat what I know I like, which would be, you know, popcorn or whatever.
Yeah. You know. Well, deep fried to me is just sort of like, it would be something that I would try out of curiosity, but I would never consider it as being experimental, because like, what is experimental about deep frying a thing? Like, you can deep fry dick and I'll, or you can deep fry pussy. I'll eat anything deep fried, but I don't even think that like deep fried is, you know, like Oreo, like whatever. Like,
oh,
to me,
so you're not, okay. Oh, so you're better than that. Is
it I am. Yeah. Pretty
okay.
Much.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'm more than deep fried.
What would be experimental?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that, you know, might be controversial because so many people are vegan now and very like, you know, they're talking about like meatless stuff, but I still love meat and I will eat different parts of an animal that are probably unacceptable to many. Like I will eat a brain, I will eat an eyeball, I will eat a cheek. Yeah, I'm that girl. Bitch, you know me.
I do, but I'm trying to act surprised so I don't act disgusted.
Yeah, because that disgusted was over a long time ago. You know that I will eat absolutely anything.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I always figure, like, if we'll stuff our tongue up someone's asshole, I mean, everything else is kind of off. I mean, everything else is, like, fine.
Precisely. Right? Absolutely.
But, I mean, you know, I always think to myself, like, I wish I had the diligence to become vegan because I mean, I think about the, you know, the ramifications.
I couldn't.
You couldn't?
No.
I don't do it because I'm purely lazy. That's why I don't do it. But I know that there's so many options that are amazing and great, and you can just get as much nutrition the same way.
Sure.
I do think I would love to do it. I'm just being lazy and I don't have the diligence. You know what I mean? My body would forgive me. The earth would forgive me. They would be so grateful. No. Honestly, like, there's so many great things that come from it, including the protection of, you know, animals. But it's like, I think I need to get there. I think I need to get to that point.
Well, I could never be vegan because I'm Southeast Asian and I like I like fermented shrimp paste and I like stinky,
I do like shrimp a lot.
Yeah, I like stinky ass animal you know, it's just
Do
a
you
part-
like stinky ass though?
I don't. I actually don't.
You don't?
No, stinky ass?
I mean, well, I
Delta.
You don't? You don't?
Delta.
What?
Stinky ass? You can have
what?
Stinky.
No, I didn't ask. No, I was saying never.
Nobody
mind.
Likes stinky ass. Do
Nobody?
They? I think
not even a little bit.
No. Okay, we have another question coming from our mother goddess, Sis Willem.
Ooh, okay. What is it?
Hold on. Where is it at? It's the 29th of the month, and the rent is due. What's your go-to number you pull out to get the audience tipping to pay the rent? Obviously. Yeah,
easy.
What's your number
easy.
That
easy.
You would
easy.
Pull out to get the audience tipping? Like, rent is due, and I need the entire crowd to fucking give me dollars, make it rain. What is yours?
I have a surefire number that I travel with, that I do at home, that usually will make me money. I do that God Warrior number that I add my sound bites to.
Oh, epic.
So a lot of people do that number, like the whole dialogue all the way through. Mine is something I splice together with sound bites and has other things in it.
I give it up to God, I'm a God Warrior, and I want someone with anything in Belize doing anything with my family.
You know, listen, I'm always looking for a reason to wear flats, no tits, a fucking comfortable dress, a wig that goes in a bag. That's my go-to. Plus, it comes with the Bible, the empty Bible that they can stuff money in. I'm in and out. I love doing that number. What about you?
Well, please go ahead and pat yourself. Let me see you pat yourself on the back really quick. Just to acknowledge the fact that that number has been copied more and more times, and those references of the God Warrior has been used over and over again. So, pat yourself on the back for that. Mine is, obviously, guess it for me.
Baby, come on over tonight. We can make it all right. Take a piece of my heart. No?
Not Samantha Mumba.
You are the Samantha Mumba impersonator of the world. But go ahead.
Come on. There's got to be one. Someone has to love Samantha Mumba. But mine is obviously, is it a crime? I always love a Sade, darling. Oh. A Sade. Yeah, Sade is coming out with the album really soon. But honestly, old Sade has never fucking stopped me from owning the stage and owning an audience of thousands.
Do you remember when we were at Rage one time and Anjan, you did like, Is It a Crime? And Anjan was like, oh, I love Anita Baker. Anyway, all right. So we will be back shortly with some more of Very That.
And our guest after will be Anjanou.
Anjanou.
We should get her as a guest.
I love her.
Okay. See you. Bye.
We'll be right back. We are back.
Yes. Back it up. Back it up.
What?
Wee wee.
So, I know that we were looking in the thing of pictures. Like, you know, we have so many pictures that are floating around. And
oh my god.
Sea something. Now this photo, I know for sure this sea something photo is
please help
from
me out.
Okay,
I don't remember this.
I know you don't because you asked if you were drunk earlier, and you I don't think you're drunk now, but I know two people in this photo were absolutely drunk. In fact, blitzed. And when I say blitz, also, this photo is from Lori Blitz, who basically has the most photos, along with Tommy, our friend Tommy Augustin. But Lori has like the full documentary of performances at
Archival.
Of everything Dreamgirls. Mm-hmm. And this photo, I believe, was we had Alice in Wonderland theme night. And this was I think after the show, perhaps. Or no, this was during the show. No, this was my curtain call. But I think you were doing a Rihanna thing.
Of course.
Afterwards,
like I was the only girl in the world with that like red wig. I wore that red wig the entire like tour of my like win. You know, that was around that time.
Yeah, and this was my Alice sort of nod. No, this wasn't an Alice in Wonderland night, because we do have a photo from Alice in Wonderland night where we both did very sickening characters. This was just a night where I was doing Alice, but you were definitely doing Rihanna. That was your thing. And this guy, I feel bad. I hope he doesn't get mad if this photo's out, because I don't know who he is. But everyone was having a great time. He was tipping the house down. Like, he was being friendly and loving it. And he was there with a great group of people, but he just, girl,
Delta,
tap
what
out.
If he's like a, what if he's like an important figure? What if he's
he
like
might
a political
figure? Tap out.
Yeah. It's like, you know, at that time, there wasn't really a lot of like Insta photo video. You know, we were sort of free of that. We were at the very end of that like freedom. That guy is probably like someone really important. He probably doesn't want that picture.
Listen, posted. Rasha, everyone is important. We're all important. But
it looks like we were having fun just making
fun of
him.
I mean, at some point, everybody gets drunk and passes out. People get drunk and pass out. Who cares?
That's my entire career.
So. I always think that's weird when you're at like a bar and people are like, oh my God, can you believe that person is so drunk? Yeah, I can, because you're in like a room where alcohol is being poured. And so people are going to be very drunk. That's going to happen. And that's kind of a thing with our jobs, I think, too, as people who entertain. Like, there's that part where you want everyone to have a good time. Like, this person was having a good time. But then there comes that point where people are like, well, I'm having a good time, so I want to wear your wig and let me pull it. Or I want to, let me pull on this. Are these beads real? I want to pull on it. And it's like, okay, now you're kind of crossing a weird line. Like, obviously, what you see on display is put in such a way because it's not always exactly as it seems. But people are like, well, I want to rip at that. And it's like,
you know what? You can't really gauge what happens in your audience. You can't certainly gauge what you do as a performer and what your duties are and what you want to, you know, express to an audience, but you can't gauge what the audience actually does. There was a moment when I was in Puerto Vallarta and I was performing, and there was a guy in the audience, third row, with his arms crossed, just fucking looking at me like he fucking hated me.
Like this.
Yeah. No, harder. Like, harder. Like, I want to kill you. You're ruining my night. And I'm like, bitch, you paid $25 for the ticket to come see me. Why are you sitting here with your arms crossed?
But you have to let them. You have to let them because it's their money.
Well, it turns out at the end of the show, I discovered through the friends that he was with, because he had left early because I had, you know, given him such a hard time. I'm like, you're frowning at me. What the fuck is your problem? Well, it turns out his girlfriend, who he had traveled with to Puerto Vallarta, broke up with him that night. Aww. And he had tickets to my show. So you know what? You never know what people are going through. So if they have a sour face, maybe just they have a sour life. And you're there to kind of just kind of...
Had you known that beforehand, though? Like, if you had known beforehand, like, was he hot? Because if, I mean,
he was hot.
Oh, but you could have rode that shit. I'm going to ride that shit all the way from PV.
He was hot. He was hot. He was like his, and he probably had like a really like just average girlfriend that he was crying about, but he was like a hot blonde boy, and he was just sitting there with his blue eyes just pouting and tearing. And I was like,
and you could have brought him like this, like, come to mother.
Oh, I can help you, baby. Ooh,
come to smother.
Ooh, what's wrong?
Oh, fuck.
Smother gonna
help you. Why
didn't
you ruin his life? You could have ruined his life after her. Like, what? Where?
She wasn't even there. Like, she showed up to the... Like,
who fucking cares about her? She doesn't know what she... Girl, bye.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm not
mad at her because she obviously he wasn't doing it for her for the duration, but like you could have done it. Shit, he could have been right for the night, girl.
But listen, if you're gonna sit with your arms crossed and your eyes crossed and hating me in an audience, I will call you out. So please don't do that unless you want to be called out and humiliated, because I can humiliate you in less than a second.
Listen, did you know that humans and cats are the only animals that torture their prey before they kill it?
Honey,
and you
want to
humiliate him.
That.
You want to humiliate this person.
Yeah.
It's your job.
And if he survives, then you know what?
Wonderful. Alive, 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 alive. Survive.
In the land of the living. No, if she survives my wrath, then she survives. But I can't help you. I really can't.
Yeah, but like, I mean, this is what I've learned, because I've also been, you know, in local clubs, like when people are doing all that, or they... And I think to myself, like, I'm going to read that person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I've also come to the conclusion that, honestly, it's their fucking money. And, like, I now with Yelp and all that stuff, people will leave a review where you work. And they'll be like, I was there. This drag queen looked at me wrong. And then other people are like, oh, and they compound it. And then they turn it into, you know, more than it is. But it's people have so many ways to defend what it is that they do by going, but I'm a victim now. Even though I was shitty to you, I'm a victim because you... See, I've always found that people will ask you something, or they'll do something to you.
Or
and
they'll
then,
see something?
Yeah, they'll do something to you and you'll go, did you just do that? And they'll go, oh, you can't call me out for doing that. And it's like, no, I'm just repeating to you what you said or what you did. And they'll go, oh, you can't call me out. Now I'm a victim. And it's like, all I did was tell you exactly what you just said to me. And by correcting you... So I'm supposed to take the brunt of it, and you're supposed to be able to do whatever. I mean, that's like the world, right?
Well, I think that Yelp is bullshit, because Yelp is...
I think you're bullshit.
No, I think you are.
I think you... Did I ever tell you about this girl? I'm going to tell you
about
this girl.
Hold on. Let me tell you. We're going to go back to this girl. But I think Yelp is fucking bullshit. Like,
okay.
Fuck that bitch. Like, who the fuck? Everyone gets to have an opinion on what you do. Like, no. Like, I think Reddit is kind of like the Yelp of drag.
Mm. Well, you know, I have to say for Reddit, there was a time when I left Facebook and Twitter and all of that, that a lot of this was, you know, negativity was happening on Reddit. And I think
Well, let me just remind you by saying that statement, I'm saying that Yelp is bullshit and so is Reddit. So,
but what I'm saying, ahead. Though, no, okay, and that could be. But what I'm saying is that there was a time when I said, oh, all people on Reddit are this way. And it's not really true. I know for sure that that's not true. And it wasn't fair for me to say that because there are plenty of really cool, supportive things that happen on there. And I had to learn that later. But I know what you're saying. Sometimes the negative outweighs the positive, and all those positive people that are saying great things get outweighed because people want to jump on just the negative shit, right? And that's the same thing with Yelp. So, you know, there's probably great things that come from Yelp, but I mean, you go on an Amazon review and you're like, oh, I love this dress. I'm going to buy it. And people are like, yeah, I bought it. But, you know, there was two threads hanging off of it. So obviously it's not right made. And, you know, and it's like, people just want a platform to complain about something. And that's what we have here is a platform and people's ears to complain in their fucking ears about them complaining.
I just want a platform to complain about you.
I want a platform Ugg boot. That's what I want.
Oh, it's coming. Well, I'm going to find it. Your foot is smaller than mine, so I think we can find it in your size.
I have a tiny foot. I'm very small, actually. I'm a very small person. I'm smallish.
All right. I'm going to find them for you in your size.
Oh, my God. Would you want me to wear with it? Would you style me?
Oh, fuck.
Style me.
It would be like a large, like, very cable knit sweater, and that's it. And, like, yeah. And just, like, your hair in, like a very wispy top knot. Like, fall. Yeah.
Oh, you know what, though? Because my mom crochets. Do you think we could get my mom to crochet me one of those singlets that Sonique wears, where it just goes up the butt and across the boobs? Could you see me?
And it should be in the most woolly, itchy yarn possible.
How would I do the face like that? Or would I be like... like wanton, like... or wanton. Like wanton. But you know, listen, Halloween's coming, as you said. I mean, that's where we are now. We're gonna go full force. Fuck, even if we can't go trick-or-treating, I mean, we're 45, we probably shouldn't go trick-or-treating, but we can still we can turn digital tricks and show our treats. Yeah, we can where have you been? The digital age is here, girl.
Digital tricks?
Yes, you can turn digital tricks. How do you think I've been paying my rent over here?
You got an OnlyFans?
Girl, I've got OnlyFans. I got OnlyFats. I got OnlyFems. I got it all. I don't give a fuck. I actually thought about establishing an OnlyFans where all I do is make videos exclusively about things that I have to complain about. And, like, unedited. Just complaining. Not even, being nice about it and going, I know I'm wrong, but saying, no, I know I'm right, and this is why I'm right, and this is who's fucked up. This is whose french fries are gross. This is who fucking didn't talk to me right at the drive-thru. This is who didn't smile at me. That's what I'm going to do on my OnlyFans. I'm going to charge. Fuck that. Imagine if I only got one person at $25. I'm down.
Well, shit, girl. Shit, girl, please. I am happy. Shit, girl, please. I'm happy I got to talk to you today. I'm wasted, stoned, feeling good.
You're barefoot, why not?
I'm feeling all the like fallness right now.
Oh, you
I'm
are?
Feeling it. Yeah, yeah.
What's your
hold on.
I'm going to leave it there. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Very That with Delta and Raja. The show comes out every Monday. So check us out wherever you procure your podcasts, whatever platform, we are there. And also you can subscribe and rate us. Let everyone know how great we're doing. Even if you don't think we're doing great, just say they're doing so great because you support us and you love us. Every Monday, check us out.
Please send us a question, any inquiries, any thoughts that you have, please send it to deltaandraja@gmail.com. Send it to us. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking on Very That.
Thoughts and thotties.
Thoughts and thotties. And you can follow us on Instagram at my page at Sutan Amral and at Delta Work.
That's us.
It's easy. Follow us.
Yay. See you next week.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Very That.
Ooh, she's very. So very. Ooh, so very.
I get very.
I way very.
I
very, very, quite contrary. Trim that bush, it's so damn hairy.
Forever Dog.
Very That is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, aka Mom.
Hosted by Delta Work and Raja.
Music, sound design, and editing by Will Pitts.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.